Over the past 2 months, there have been 3 separate homicides around Vermont involving young men accused of killing members of their family. Court records and police reports indicate all the defendants have had some level of contact with the mental health system. Law enforcement officials say these unusually violent incidents highlight a long-standing gap between the criminal justice and mental health systems. And they're calling for renewed attention to a concern that has plagued Vermont for many years, whether the mental health system is doing enough to help prevent cases like this from happening. Vermont Public's Liam Elder-Connors has covered this debate for years, and he joins me now to tell us more about it. Hi, Liam.
Hey, Mitch.
Can you briefly remind us what happened in these 3 cases?
Sure. The facts are different in each instance, but law enforcement officials say there were red flags prior to each tragedy. For example, in mid-September, a 22-year-old in Paulette is accused of fatally shooting his father, stepmother, and brother. The 22-year-old had sought inpatient mental health treatment at multiple facilities, and in recent years, his unstable behavior had started to escalate. He also allegedly made troubling statements about killing his father to a family friend. All those details are outlined in police affidavits. In another instance, a 29-year-old in Montpelier is accused of killing both of his parents. The 29-year-old had repeatedly called police the morning of the murder and made strange statements. Police connected him to a mental health screener, and the defendant hung up on that screener. Court records also say that about a year ago, the defendant had been involuntarily hospitalized for 2 weeks after he was determined to be a danger to himself and his family. And in the third case, a 29-year-old in Enosburg allegedly beat his father to death and seriously injured his mother. And this wasn't the first time that Jordan Lawyer, who suffers from schizophrenia, had exhibited troubling and violent behavior, according to court records. He'd previously been charged twice with attacking his parents, but those charges were dropped after he was deemed incompetent to stand trial.
So, Liam, where is this so-called gap that law enforcement officials see in these situations?
Well, the case of Jordan Lawyer, the defendant accused of attacking his parents in Enosburg, perhaps best highlights the concerns that prosecutors have with the system. Court records show he struggled with mental illness for years and had been involuntarily hospitalized and diagnosed with schizophrenia. He'd also twice allegedly assaulted his parents, including biting his mother in 2020, and then 2 years later allegedly chased them around the house with a baseball bat. In both those instances, psychiatric exams determined that Jordan was incompetent, meaning he lacked the ability to understand his legal situation, and those cases were dismissed. Now, in both instances, Jordan was placed under the care of the Department of Mental Health in order to participate in mental health treatment, but it's unclear how that treatment went, if Jordan kept up with his mental health appointments, or if he took his medication, because those records are all confidential. And that's one of the core issues that prosecutors like Franklin County State's Attorney Bram Kronickfeld have with the system. Now, he's prosecuting the case against Lawyer, and he wouldn't comment on it, but he says broadly when people are found incompetent or legally insane, they go into an opaque system that's focused on treatment and not public safety.
The day-to-day monitoring of those orders is just between the Department of Health and the patient at that point. And we as prosecutors have no way of knowing how well somebody is doing.
This isn't a new concern for prosecutors. It's been on their radar for years.
Well, what do mental health advocates and experts say about this concern that's raised by prosecutors?
They disagree that the treatment system doesn't take public safety into account. The process, according to experts, does include an assessment of whether a person is a danger to themselves or others, and if they are, they can be put into a secure treatment facility or hospitalized. There's also a difference in the goals of the criminal justice system and the mental health treatment system. Even when the court orders people to get treatment, Karen Barber, who's DMH's legal counsel, says those directives aren't meant to be punitive.
A hospital is not a jail. Treatment is not the same. And so it's really important when we're talking about mental health treatment is that we really think about it in terms of it's meant to be treatment, it's not meant to be a punishment.
Mental health experts also point out that it's tough and stigmatizing to draw a line between mental illness and violent acts. Research shows people with mental illness are more likely to be the victims of violence rather than the perpetrators. Just as an example, in Vermont, there's a longstanding pattern of mentally ill people being shot by police.
And have there been any recent changes to how the mental health and criminal justice systems interact?
There have. There have been some changes that came after a trio of high-profile murder cases involving the insanity defense were dismissed by Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George. All three of those cases were later refiled by then-Attorney General T.J. Donovan after a request from Governor Phil Scott. So one of the changes was in 2021, the legislature passed a bill that requires DMH to notify state's attorneys when a person is discharged from the department's custody or when they're discharged from a secure treatment facility or hospital. Now, prosecutors say the 2021 change still doesn't give them enough information, including whether a person complied with the treatment orders, but they at least have some more information now. And another change that happened this year, the legislature passed a bill that allows people to be directly placed at River Valley Therapeutic Residence in Essex. That's a relatively new secure treatment facility. And before, people needed to be committed to a hospital first and then step down to River Valley, which is a 16-bed facility. And the facility in River Valley is focused on, you know, people who still need to be in a locked setting, but they're no longer needing higher acute inpatient psychiatric care that they'd be getting at a hospital. Now, DMH, though, hasn't been able to operate River Valley at full capacity yet due to staffing shortages, and the department isn't sure when they'll be able to support a full patient load there.
That's Vermont Public Reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thank you so much.
You bet.